Joe?
Hey Joanna, this is Josh speaking. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hi, Josh. I'm okay. So much sorry for this delay.
No worries at all, no worries at all. And I hope everything is good and going great on your end.
I just work a lot, and but I finally have the design. I've gotten an artist to do to you know he read the poems and he designed the book cover. It's a beautiful cover. So this weekend he's gonna just put it together.
Sure, that sounds great. That sounds great. So I will be waiting on Monday, and I'll be waiting to see the cover as
Yes,
well.
absolutely. So it's like it, he's gonna do the front and the back with my picture, with the review, with the bio. It's gonna be
Oh,
all ready. He's gonna put it together.
that sounds awesome. That sounds awesome. I surely will be looking forward to that of yours. And I shared the draft as well. Did you go through the whole final draft?
Yes, so I've moved a couple of points around and I've deleted one.
Okay, that is completely fine. So what you can do is, if you have worked on that file already, on Monday or whenever your cover is ready, you can share that file with me so that I can share the file with my team, the file with the changes. And what we're going to do is, we're going to format it according to the publishing standards, like adding extra margins or spacing to make sure that when we publish the book, everything goes correct and there are no issues.
Okay, no problem. Now, is it possible to make this book a little smaller? And I'll tell you what, because I have a lot of books about this size, and I love that size. So I have the ones that I have that I really like. The size is 8 inches by. I'm just gonna measure now. 8 inches by 5 inches.
Okay, just give me
So
one
about
quick
five and a half.
second. Okay, just give me one
Eight by
quick
five.
second. Sounds great. Just give me one quick second. Let me check on that. Okay, the current size of your book, it's small already. It's like 6 by 9, which is like the standard size of the book, which is like a slightly bigger than the novel. So it's currently on 6 by 9. I remember the last conversation that we have, like the initial conversation we had, you mentioned that the book needs to be 8.5 by 11, which was a big size, which is mostly for the illustration book. So after our conversation on this, we had the book size revised to 6 by 9, which is the standard size. So
So you prefer the standard size?
I prefer the 6 by 9 size because that's the standard size, and even for this book, it's like easy for the readers to read as well, because eight is
Okay,
going to be a
let's
bit.
keep it. Josh, I'm sorry for interrupting. Yeah, sure, let's keep it this size then.
Yep. So I can guide you as well. It's a little bigger than the novel book, so like those small books that we read, those are all 6 by 9. So considering how this book is with poems and all that, 6 by 9 would be the best size for this book.
Okay, hon. Let's do 6 by 9.
Sounds great. Sounds great. And
Okay.
what plans do you have in terms of marketing this book as well? Do you have any plans to market this book further as well?
No, it's just a lot of people that I know. There's like friends, patients, they're gonna buy some of it, but I don't market. I don't know how to market this.
Oh, we do have our team who works on the marketing of this of books and all these work that you do. So what we can do is, I can share the marketing plan with you as well. You can review that. And what we do is, we do different posts on social media. We work on the book trailer as well. That does spread the word. So it has paid marketing campaigns as well. Just like you go, you visit Facebook, you visit your Instagram, you see those sponsored ads as well. So that's how we market the books on social media and different platforms. So I personally
Okay.
can't share the whole prospect with you as well. And you can review that. And if you have any questions, I sure would be happy to help you out with that. Because obviously, there are many clients who plan to publish their books online. Like, you see that there are multiple books being published online, and a lot of people, they're not aware about the book except the family and friends. So when you're already writing the book, why not take a chance to spread it further and work on the sales as well? So that is just one.
Absolutely, I agree.
Yep. So that is just one thing that is the initial investment that would take from your end, but obviously that does have results as well. So we try to spread the word across different people, different marketing teams. So we have our own marketing team. How that works is, they work on they first research what the market is like or what your target audience is. Then we start working on social media posts. We try to work on the calendars, and we keep on posting regularly on social media, like 3 to 4 posts in a week or 3 posts in a week. And that way, once we maintain the consistency, that spreads the word across different people. So obviously that's like people are, the book that you have published, that goes in the eyesight of the people. So the visual presentation, that obviously helps the reader aware that there is a new book in the market, and obviously you're spreading the word further. So that is one thing, and that is one thing that it's particularly your call to either go ahead with whatever marketing team, if you wish to go ahead with us or anyone else. But this is one good thing that I always recommend my client, because obviously just like there's a new car in the market, but we are not aware of that, we only get to aware about it with the marketing team, with it being on social media, it being on Facebook. So that's how it is. And do you use Facebook and Instagram as well?
I am on Facebook and Instagram, yeah.
Okay, and when you keep on scrolling Instagram, do you come across new ads as well, where you see new items and new household items or new things that you might be interested in, like those sponsored ads?
Yeah, I do.
Perfect. So exactly that's how these sponsored posts would work. They would be available on different platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. So what people do is they further go ahead and they will be intrigued about your book. They would be understanding what the book is about. And obviously, if it's viewable on 10 different people on 10 different profiles, at least you know that one or two would be interested in purchasing that book. That obviously would add up to the sales as well.
That sounds great. So please send me the info, Josh.
Sure, I will be sending the information on your on the messaging portal, and we can discuss that further if you want. You can go through that today. I can give you a call in the later hours as well, so that whatever best rates we can offer, I surely will be offering that to you.
Yeah, you see, I work 2 jobs. I work 15 hours a day, and this is my from home work, which I finish soon. I can't today.
That's perfectly fine. You can take your time. Oh, that's
great. On the weekend, though.
Sure. That's perfectly fine. And do you plan to wish on working on, I'm just inquiring about this so that if there's any better plan, I can let you know about that as well. Are you planning on writing different or more books as well?
Sure, I am. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sounds great. Because obviously, I just wanted to understand your perspective as well. Because through marketing as well, we can post about your new books as well, that it's coming soon or something like that. So that way, at least you as an author are being marketed as well. So I'll share the details with you completely, and you can go through that. And hopefully, on Monday or Tuesday, we're going to get on call and we can have a quick discussion on this. All right?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for getting
Thank you so very much, Joanna. Take care of yourself
have
and have a wonderful
weekend.
You as well.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye.